Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks.
We're back to playing this because Lee Sterling went 5-3 last week.
Here we go.
Yeah, and I'm going to get to him in a second here. I want to talk about Caneswear. Again, abbreviated show today because of Dolphins pregame, which starts at 4 o'clock. Miami football is back. Canes and Dolphins. Dolphins have a little better season than Miami Hurricanes right now, but a lot of games to go. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie recently? They've got all the latest gear for the Hurricanes and the Miami Dolphins as well. Maybe you want to get geared up tonight for the Dolphins game. Maybe you're going a little watch party. You want to go to Caneswear, and they have plenty of Dolphins items there. Caneswear is more than a store. It's an experience. They've got apparel. I mean, hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. And I'm telling you, game day preparation definitely calls for Caneswear in Davie. So if you're feeling it tonight because of the Miami Dolphins and you want to hop online and get some, maybe a little Tua jersey,
yeah.
Maybe you want to get some Jalen Waddle gear, some Tyreek Hill, whatever it is, you can go to Caneswear. Or maybe you want to, you want to change the mojo of the Hurricanes. You have the Middle Tennessee State game in your head. You go, you know what? This calls for a new shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wear the same shirt that I was wearing to watch the Middle Tennessee State game.
Y'all need to change
which,
something.
By the way, I'm wearing it right now. That's how I thought of it.
Wow.
I was wearing this.
It's a nice shirt.
At Hard Rock. I don't think I can wear this anymore. I think I have to go to Caneswear and get a new shirt.
It's a beautiful shirt. Take it off.
Anywho, if I had a nickel for every time I use that line.
You nasty dog.
Caneswear have got you covered all season long. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. And, of course, they're always open at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, Lee Sterling is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. He's brought to us each week by my friends at Cricket Pavers. Cricket Pavers, your one-stop shop for all your outdoor needs. You can call 786-518-1091 or visit cricketpavers.com. Like I said, Lee Sterling went 5-3 on this show last week, including the Indianapolis Colts money line that he told you. They beat the Chiefs straight up, which eliminated me from my elimination pool for the third week in a row, shockingly.
You're terrible.
And Lee's joining us now. Hello, Lee.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Are you ready to make some picks? We're pressed for time today. We're trying to jam 4 hours into 2 hours. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Dolphins tonight. Dolphins, Bengals. Dolphins are 3.5-point dogs, the last I saw.
Well, if you talk to Crowder, I think if he's honest, he'll tell you even he on his rickety knees would be having a rough time with this quick turnaround. This defense played 89 plays, played their hearts out. I love what I'm seeing from them, but I think this defense, especially the back end, is going to have a tough cover against maybe the team with the three best receivers, the best trio out there. Joe Burrow's starting to get his rhythm here. Hate to say it. I like Cincinnati 27-20.
Oh.
Is that what you're feeling, the turnaround yourself, Crowder?
I'm feeling the turnaround because I've been traveling. But they just Lee, I got to push back. They just played Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, two mobile quarterbacks. Now they're playing sitting in the pocket guy.
True.
They are going to throw the house at Joe Burrow tonight, Lee. I don't know about this assessment.
Okay, we'll see.
We shall see. How about FSU? Crowder and I were just saying, is FSU the best college team in the state of Florida? I think they are. FSU is a 7-point favorite over Wake Forest Saturday at Doak Campbell.
At this time, I believe that they are.
Yeah.
They are coached well. They, on offense, have a quarterback playing at a high level, but so is Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman, who had 6 touchdowns last week, no interceptions. Just think that this is going to be a shootout. I think Florida State wins 38-34, but I'll take the 7 here.
All right. Maybe they'll lose maybe they'll lose outright. That wouldn't bug me either. how about FIU? Solana is in Cincinnati, but I think he's listening on the app. FIU, his Panthers, are getting 14.5 points at New Mexico State.
So here's the good news. They're going to score. They're not going to get shut out. New Mexico State might be the second worst team in college football, but FIU is the worst. They're unplayable. I mean, it'd have to be 24, 25 points for me to even think about playing them. How bad is New Mexico State? Their quarterbacks, their starting quarterback, their best quarterback, has 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. The other two guys haven't thrown for a touchdown and have 4 interceptions. That's a combined 2 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, and they're a 14.5 point favorite here. I like New Mexico State, 34-13.
By the way, Lee Sterling, I mean, everybody was tweeting me on Saturday. You remember his prediction for the FIU game? What'd you say, 76-7?
Yep.
And what'd they lose, 73-0?
Yep.
I mean, you were close. You were close to hitting a 76-7 prediction. That was,
and they took
wild.
It easy. Mark, I don't know if you guys saw the game.
I didn't see a second
they
of it.
They had their third string in. They did not attempt a pass in the final quarter. Did
so are we just are we going to fade FIU for the rest of the season?
And probably, yeah.
Unless the line gets up to about 80, which it could.
Yeah.
How about UCF? They moved their game to Sunday. UCF, 4-point favorite over SMU.
So UCF's going to be a team that I'm going to fade down the road. But, big but, the SMU defense is really bad. In fact, if you look at their stats, they don't look that bad because they faced a team named Lamar. They allowed almost 6 yards a carry to Maryland, 5.5 to TCU, resulting in 76 points here. Golden Knights, they come into this game 5th leading rushing attack here, averaging over 275 yards per game, and they've scored on the ground 10 times in 4 games. Have also ranked 35th in time of possession. SMU checks in at 124th out of 131 schools here. So this disparity, this is like the military schools, the triple option offenses here. So when SMU gets the ball, they got to be clean. They got to be perfect. They got to score. I think Central Florida is the right spot here in this game, 30-17.
And Lee, like, I know Florida's moving their game to Sunday, like with the storm. Does changing the game or changing the location, is any of those teams, does that change your thought about the game?
Not much. You know, if they had to move it, you know, to another state, then maybe. But as long as it's played, you know, within 100 miles, it's not going to make much difference.
How about Crowder's Florida Gators? I have not seen a line. They play Eastern Washington. I haven't seen a line, and I was telling Crowder at the beginning of the show, I don't blame Florida either. I mean, we've had some cupcakes on the UM schedule. I don't want to talk about the Middle Tennessee State game. is there any kind of line on that Gators game?
So right now I haven't seen one. So yeah. Eastern Washington actually lost 70-14 to Oregon. So far, there's no line. They have not put a line on it. But if there is a line, I think it's going to be in the mid to upper 30s. But with no line, we can play the game.
All right, very good. Lee Sterling, it is ParamountSports.com. Any picks you want to share with us? You had a nice week last week.
Yeah, 3 going out the door. Kentucky plus the 7. We're going to play them against Ole Miss. I think Kentucky's actually the better team here. Really good run defense, allowing just 3.6 yards per carry. Ole Miss is a running team. Now, they are not a passing team. Jackson Dart's only attempted 51 passes in the 4 games. Will Levis, here's a guy that gets better by the week, and they'll also welcome back their running back Chris Rodriguez from a 4-game suspension here. I think the wrong team's favorite. I think they win the game 31-24, getting 7. We're going to play the over in the Buffalo-Baltimore game. Both of these two teams just think that they're going to get going here. Buffalo has, as we saw, problems on the back end on defense at cornerback. They're missing their Pro Bowl player and starter at cornerback, their top two safeties, their offensive line, though, is getting healthier here. And as you saw, Baltimore has a really weak back end as far as in the secondary. And Lamar Jackson, he's having an MVP season here. So I think it goes way over 51. I think we'll see it probably end up in the 60s. That'll be our second selection. And I like Las Vegas. I like the Raiders here, 0-3. But they've actually been the better team in each of the 3 games for at least a half of the game. One of the games, Arizona, they were winning by 16 points going into the fourth quarter. Just think that Darren Waller and Devontae Adams will be used more this week. Max Crosby will be a wrecking crew against Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been awful reading defenses. Some of the play calls, I mean, they've been going empty backfield, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 13, 3rd and 16, and teams are blitzing him going 6-on-5. So Nathaniel Hackett looks overmatched here, and the Raiders have won 6 of the 7 in the series. I like the Raiders here, minus the 2.5. They win this game 31-13.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He was 5-3 on this show last week. He likes the Raiders, minus 2.5 against the Broncos. He likes the Buffalo-Baltimore over 51. He likes Kentucky Saturday, getting the 7 from Ole Miss. Tonight, he likes the Bengals laying the points. And FSU on Saturday, he likes Wake Forest getting the points. He likes New Mexico State laying the points against FIU. And he likes UCF laying the points against SMU on Sunday. Thank you, Lee, as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
There you go. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Tobin is going to hop on with us in the next segment. Very excited about that. Let me talk about cricket pavers here. I know I say this all the time. A lot of people, me included, we learned the last couple of years, like, yeah, I like being at home. My home is my castle. And then a lot of us are spending more time outside at home than ever before. And I always say cricket pavers can make your outside into a dream outdoor experience. Cricket pavers, they do everything. Paver repairs and driveway improvement. They do artificial turf installation. They do pergolas, pool construction. They do pool remodeling. I mean, they do it all. And then when I talk about making your outdoors a dream outdoor experience, what about Cricket Pavers comes to your house, does a whole layout for an outdoor kitchen? If you've got the space in the backyard, they can lay it out, show you exactly how it'll work, what will work, what won't work. They'll install everything, and then boom, you've got South Florida heaven with a big old outdoor kitchen. Great place to watch football and enjoy the outdoors. Cricket Pavers are licensed general contractors. They're insured. They'll help you create your dream outdoor home experience. They offer financing on any project, so you can pay it off over time if needed. So call Ariel. He is the owner. Phone number to Cricket Pavers, 786-518-1091. That's 786-518-1091, or check out their website, cricketpavers.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Every fish has a gill. Only certain fish have bills.
I'm not so certain.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.